Good day, and welcome to the second session of the Self-Care in Long-Term Care podcast series. In the previous podcast, we discussed self-care to reduce burnout, fatigue, and stress. Today, we're going to continue that concept by doing a deeper dive into normalizing the language of stress, burnout, and healthcare employee well-being. Burnout has become a buzzword, especially in long-term care. We see this happen almost daily. People leave one facility and move to another in hopes of rekindling their passion for what they do. But let's be honest with ourselves. People don't leave because the facility down the road pays 10 cents more an hour. They leave because they are burnout, exhausted, stressed, and because they do not have the tools and resources necessary to handle these feelings and emotions. I want you to consider a rhetorical question for a moment. Wouldn't it be great if there was a stress first aid kit aimed at helping team members in high stress environments, including long-term care, recover from stress and avoid it in the future? What if I told you there is? The fact of the matter is, we have tools and resources with us every single day to combat stress, burnout, fatigue, and exhaustion. But unfortunately, we haven't integrated them into what we do every day. It's time to change that mentality and empower our teams to pull on these resources so that they can handle the daily stressors of working in long-term care. You may recall in the last podcast, learning about the pause. The pause was a quick 30 to 60 second brief pause to reflect on what is happening around you or what needs to be done before you jump in. It gives the mind and body permission to stop before going on autopilot to tackle the next hurdle in our daily agendas. It is a form of self-care where you reflect quickly on what needs to be done or what has already happened. This allows you to clear your mind and become more present and connected with others. So let's take that concept and move it one step forward by learning the 4-7-8 breathing technique. But first, a little background on this technique. The 4-7-8 breathing technique decreases feelings of physical stress and increases vagal tone slightly. Vagal tone tells us how well the vagus nerve is functioning and is measured by heart rate variation. Vagal tone is a measure of cardiovascular function that facilitates adaptive responses to environmental challenge. Low vagal tone is associated with poor emotional and attentional regulation and has been conceptualized as a marker of sensitivity to stress. High vagal tone is associated with lower blood pressure, improved blood sugar regulation, improved digestion, better mood, reduced anxiety, and reduced risk of stroke and cardiovascular disease. The largest benefit of a higher vagal tone is the ability to relax faster after stress. The 4-7-8 breathing technique allows you to increase vagal tone, improving your bounce back after stress. The 4-7-8 breathing technique can be performed when you are moving from one activity to the next, or from one resident room to the next, or to calm down after a stressful event. So how do you perform the 4-7-8 breathing technique? The answer might surprise you as to how simple it is. As you inhale, slightly count to four, as fast or as slow as you like. The goal is to eventually slow down the count, but you don't have to do that immediately. Hold your breath gently in your body to a count of seven. Then exhale slowly to a count of eight. As you're learning the practice, perform this cycle of inhalation and exhalation 2 to 3 times. Let's try it now. Take a breath in and count to four. Hold your breath while you count to seven. Exhale as you count to eight. Now repeat the process. Inhale, two, three, four. Hold, two, three, four, five, six, seven. Exhale, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight. As you might be able to tell already, this allows you to relax and is a great tool to use with the pause we previously talked about. Together, they are a great combination and a powerhouse to combat burnout, fatigue, and stress. Next, I want to explore with you the power of movement. We all know how important exercise is, but often we find ourselves without time to do it. What if I told you that you do not have to engage in a traditional exercise program to reduce stress, fatigue, and the feelings of burnout? What if I told you the power of movement can be done during the middle of your shift? It's true. Take a second or two to stretch your legs, arms, neck, or shoulders. All of this will help increase blood flow and relieve some stress at the same time. In this self-care practice, you use the power of movement to help you relax. In this practice, you move your body in ways that you normally might not do for only a few seconds. For this to work, you do what is comfortable to you and avoid overdoing it. For instance, while standing or even sitting, bring your shoulders up, like you're trying to get them to touch your ears. Hold it for a second and then release. You might also bring your right ear down to the top of your shoulder or as close to it as is comfortable for you. Hold it for a second or two and then release. Repeat on the other side. Bring your right arm up over your head for a slight stretch before releasing. Repeat with your left arm. Try bending over and touching your toes, or bend to whatever position is most comfortable for you. Remember to breathe while doing each stretch. Inhale and exhale as you go through the motions. Find different stretches that are comfortable for you that can help reduce tension in that group of muscles. As you stretch a body part, take notice of how it feels before moving on to the next spot. Each time you stretch, practice your breathing exercises. This very simple thing of incorporating breathing and movement can make a huge difference to your perceived stress levels, and it can be done anywhere and at any time. As we bring this podcast to a close, I want you to take a moment to stretch your shoulders, stretch your legs, stretch your neck. Take a couple of cleansing breaths following the 4-7-8 technique. As you do this, I want you to take note of how differently you feel. You hold the power to move your body and let your breath guide you into relaxation. Until the next podcast, be well and take a moment to breathe and move. Thank you for joining us today as we quickly reviewed the importance of self-care and the power of breath and movement.